New video of Ramadi, an Iraqi city left decimated after more than a year of ISIS control and the fight to take it back. It seems like these which bring the new UN report to life. The numbers speak for themselves. Over the 22 months from the beginning of January 2014 to October 2015, nearly 19,000 civilians were killed in Iraq and over 36,000 wounded. The UN says the violence suffered by civilians is, quote, staggering.
This only captures the people who were killed as a direct result of violence, as a result of suicide bombings, of murders and executions by ISIL.
Much of the carnage blamed on ISIS, which continues to target civilians. This is just one of the several mass graves discovered in Iraq. The UN documents atrocities which it says may amount to war crimes, crimes against humanity, and possibly genocide. They include one instance in Mosul where Islamic fighters drove a bulldozer over people forced to lie in the street. And civilians who aren't killed face the threat of abduction. The UN says around 3,500 people, mainly women and children, are being kept as slaves by ISIS, primarily Yazidis. Just last week, CNN spoke to some Yazidi children who were abducted by ISIS and forced to be soldiers. Nuri, only 11 years old, was brutally beaten when he refused to fight.
They asked me to go to the mountain, and I refused again. Then they broke my leg. That saved me. The other children were taken by force.
This violence and terror has driven huge numbers from their homes. The UN says more than 3.2 million people became internally displaced over the period, which includes over a million children of school age. While the new figures may be shocking, the UN says they are just the tip of the iceberg.
It does not include those people who have died as a result of malnutrition, as a result of lack of access to medical care, and as a result of lack of access to the basic facilities that they need.
We may not learn the true scale of suffering for many more years to come.